прекрасно этой недели. Надо было столько погашать всех биллов. Я не работал же весь январь, там университет не работал, да. Каникулы. И накопились все биллы, и накопились, ну, короче, все. Я думаю, господи, мне чтобы просто свести концы с концами, мне надо заработать вот такую иную сумму, которую я редко зарабатывал за, вообще, может быть, пару раз только за неделю заработал. И тут я еду и чувствую, что я где-то верю, но где-то не верю.
50-50.
Как-то еду так, ну, как бы себя настраиваю, но чувствую, что как бы все равно где-то внутри, где-то я знаю, что я, ну, не верю.
Червяк сомнения,
что, ну, вот, хотелось бы вот, ну, где-то, да. Еду я, ну, в Канаду решил поехать. Еду я, и мне вот просто Дух Святой как будто внутри начинает мне говорить. Это не от меня зависит, это от тебя зависит. Помоги, поведи меня, там, помоги мне заработать, направь меня, куда ехать, какие университеты, ну, там, у меня такая работа. Если я найду хороший университет и заработаю хорошо, найду плохой, заработаю.
Расположи сердца.
Да, 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 да. И вдруг мне Бог выдает. Это от тебя зависит, а не от меня. Я говорю, в смысле, ну ты же меня, если ты не поведешь, я... Ну, как бы мысль такая была, что ну да, я тебя-то поведу. Я тебе готов дать много, но ты взять не можешь. Потому что тут тормоз стоит. Вот тот тормоз, который ты считаешь, что ты можешь заработать, и все. Йо, congratulations.
Yeah, happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day. How you doing?
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah. We just started. Just started.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Can I talk to you now?
We need to finish like in half an hour, and then we can talk.
When the church starts? What time does it start?
You know, everybody is celebrating today. So, can we talk to you like in 20 minutes? Because I want to talk in Russian a little bit.
Okay.
And then we'll talk to you in English after half an hour. Okay?
Okay.
Давайте мы по-русски уже, а потом я с ним поговорю. Шансон не может улавливать сложно. Короче. Мне Бог говорит, от тебя зависит, от твоих мозгов, что ты примешь на этой неделе, какой вот доход, какой успех.
Да.
Я еду, думаю, ну от меня зависит, но я буду со своей стороны делать, что... Но я чувствую, что вот тут проблема. Я, короче, беру вот эту планку, потому что я себе выписал все, что мне надо, желательно. Вот эту планку. И там получилось, ну, цифра определенная. И я еду, и я просто кричу эту цифру в свои мозги. Чтобы она у меня стала реальной. Что на этой неделе вот этот результат я принимаю. Я как бы... Я ехал где-то, наверное, я не знаю, раз 500 я прокричал. Вот просто... Никогда у меня такого в жизни не было. Еду и ору просто. Я верю вот в это. Все, я вижу, что я вот это заработал. Я вижу, что я вот это привез домой. Я вижу, и все, я беру это. Я взял. И, все. И вот так беру, и вот беру, и вот полчаса ехал и кричал, орал. Ну, я не знаю сколько, но много раз. Что интересно, вот так вот наорался, и оно вошло в меня. И я уже начал как бы думать, окей, а как же это можно сделать? То есть как-то разум переключился на какую-то другую форму работы. То есть я подумал, что окей, если вот эту цифру я везу домой, то как, что мне нужно изменить, чтобы все-таки заработать это? И у меня сразу мысли побежали, что нужно тут время не терять, там можно быстрее, там можно с профессорами меньше болтать. Там можно быстрее бегать, там можно карту заранее всю просмотреть, там просчитать все. Там можно лечь спать пораньше и выйти на работу не в 9:30, как обычно, а в 8 уже приходят профессора. Mm-hmm. Можно у меня сразу 20 идей, визитки можно везде вставлять, там 20 идей, которые я как бы раньше, ну, думал, желательно, ну как бы так не серьезно. А тут я понял, что вот это план, как мне можно себя, ну, толкнуть вперед.
Увеличить производительность труда.
Да, но вот мозги начали как-то работать в этом направлении, когда я в себя вбил новый результат. Вот как будто поверил, что это возможно. Вот, ну не то, что поверил, а вот так много раз говорил, что поверил.
Настроился, да. А почему бы и нет?
Как это, если кому-то говорит, повторяю, что я корова, то на 300-й раз он замычит. Вот. Где-то в этом есть правда, что у нас тормоз, то есть Бог все дает по вере, а вера – это уверенность в невидимом.
Тео, а please don't forget to close the door.
То есть вера – это уверенность в невидимом.
Да.
Если я не до конца, если я не до конца уверен, то есть я как бы, ну, как бы по чуть-чуть вот так, я привык себя видеть в картине, вот я отождествляю себя вот на таком уровне. Вот моя жизнь вот такая, я себя отождествляю вот так. То, чтобы мне получить от Бога вот это, нужно отождествить себя вот с этим. Нужно отождествить себя, что я на хорошей работе, у меня потрясающая зарплата, у меня классный коллектив, я езжу на хорошей машине. Ну, что угодно, ну, как бы, ну, что касается финансов, что касается, там, других уровней, там, вещей в жизни. И вот, чтобы увидеть себя тут, если тут мы себя видели по 10 лет на таком уровне, и оно там внутри, эти картины уже по 50, по 100 тысяч раз, они у нас прокручивались, то, чтобы увидеть себя тут, нужно сделать конкретную, ну, бомбежку на разум. То есть, как бы,
накачать
свой разум, мыслить и отождествлять себя с чем-то большим. Поверить, что Бог мне запланировал что-то большее. Поверить, что я смогу с Божьей помощью, что я вижу себя тут. Но когда мы только два раза так скажем, помолимся, оно не закачивается. Понимаешь? А когда я вот ехал и 500 раз себе это, я беру это все, я вижу себя, что я вот на этой неделе зарабатываю столько. Слушайте, я заработал даже больше, чем я себе записал.
Ну, аллилуйя.
Это вообще чудо. Да. Мы расплатились со всеми там, что нужно было, срочные счета. Мы еще отослали там в Украину маме помощь. И я ей десятину крутую принес, поделил на две церкви. Ну, короче, я вот когда последнюю коробку отослал и посчитал полностью доход, я сижу и думаю, а что вот изменилось? Я же вот постоянно работал вот так вот. Почему в эту неделю я заработал больше? Я не вижу другого объяснения, как то, что я вот 500 раз себе вбил это в голову, и мой разум начал по-другому работать. То есть, ну, к примеру, да, что касается, я не знаю, там, успехов в карьере, на работе, во взаимоотношениях, мы видим себя на каком-то низком уровне. Мы привыкли себя вот так вот видеть, что, ну, я вот такая, или я такой. И вот это я такой, я такая, это наш потолок. Это вот эта вера, вот это мы вот в это верим, что я такой, значит, я по жизни вот буду иметь вот это, то, что я всегда имел. И вот это, и оно...
Может и меньше.
А может и меньше.
Потому что здоровее становишься, да, моложе не становишься, умнее не становишься. Все, к тебе по-другому относятся, не лучше, явно. Сердца не располагаешь.
То есть даже уже где-то еще планку ниже.
Да. Если раньше на симпатиях где-то выходил на
симпатичность.
Да, да, да. Ну, допустим, так, да. Сейчас уже это не работает.
Пришел лысый
толстый, кому он нужен? Наверное, больной.
Нет, просто еще влияет, что, знаете, навязаны другие люди, которые
да.
И ты поэтому принимаешь это от них.
Ну вот, а если взять себе образ, что я красивый, Алекс, вы на самом деле очень красивый мужчина.
Аполлон Безведерский, да.
Нет, ну, Катя, скажи. Вот я уже мнение женщины. На самом деле вы очень привлекательны, и нельзя сказать, что в каком-то возрасте вообще. Молодой мужчина, очень привлекательной внешности. Но если
спасибо,
вы...
это, кстати, на Валентайне, дай им услышать такие комплименты. Но лучше от противоположного пола.
Я поддерживаю, я присоединяюсь.
Не, ну правда, вот если ты не была бы вот, твоего возраста, была бы чуть постарше, ты бы посмотрела бы на Алекса как на потенциально хороший. Почему нет варианта? Ну, то есть я к чему говорю, что если вы себя, ну, если мы себя вот так начинаем видеть, что я привлекательный, я грамотный, я толковый, я талантливый, я смышленый, я смогу это сделать. И мы ломаем представление, которое было у нас вот последний там год, полгода, и поднимаем себя чуть-чуть выше. Понятно, что мы не сможем сразу подпрыгнуть, но хотя бы чуть-чуть выше поднять себя и сказать, что я в этом месяце могу добиться большего, чем в прошлом месяце. И в этом отношении, в этом, и вбить это себе в голову, как бы внушить это, увидеть себя, то есть вот как бы в молитве прокричать, проговорить, вот как Таня говорила в Велийской школе, пластинку поменять, вставить себе новую пластинку,
да.
Больше, лучшую пластинку, лучший уровень, больше дерзновения. Например, видела себя, ну, допустим, какой ты себя видела, что тебе сложно с боссом общаться, да? Увидеть себя, что у вас потрясающие чистые отношения в бизнесе. Увидеть себя вот в этом новом образе, что я прихожу на работу, он меня уважает, он ко мне с почтением. Чисто бизнес-контакт, никаких пошлостей, никаких заигрываний. За спиной моей ничего не говорит, уценит меня, уважает меня. Увидеть эту картину, сказать, Боже, ты все можешь сделать, оберни его сердце. И дальше поверить, что это произойдет. Потому что это воля Божия, чтобы мы со всеми людьми поставили чистые, правильные отношения. То есть в этом есть воля Божия. Или тогда он тебя уволит, если не получится чистые, правильные отношения. И значит, Бог закроет одни двери, значит, Бог откроет другие двери. Но поверить, что ты будешь вот такая. Ты заходишь, и из тебя ни грамма, никакой вот, что там с ней можно там, бизнес-леди. Которая с достоинством, которая себя ценит, ходит как с короной на голове. Вот смотри, вот даже вот я уже тебе это откровенно тебе говорю. Вот, например,
я посмотрю.
Вот движение бровями, например, это только среди друзей нормально. А, например, в рабочей обстановке, если ты где-то брови поведешь, о, это значит, что значит, с тобой можно как-то общаться по-другому. Эй, welcome! Welcome, God bless you. Please be seated. We are talking about that whatever you see inside, you will get outside. Like when we see ourselves on a certain level, then we can never get higher. But if we imagine ourselves more successful, more blessed, more in better relationship with people, imagine ourselves not just one split of a second, but make our mind, program our mind, reprogram our mind again and again and again and again and again and again, and see ourselves further. And see ourselves there 1,000 times, 2,000 times, 5,000 times, to such an extent that you live there in your mind. Yes, you live here in the physical, but inside you know you are successful, much higher than you have right now. Then mind starts operating on this level. And starts bringing everything to pass. For example, if a millionaire will get broke, the one who started his own company and grew his company from scratch, if he becomes broke, he can rebuild his company in 2-3 years or 5 years. But eventually he will rebuild his company. Why? Because he sees himself successful. He knows who is he. But if person gain money by lottery, let's say $500,000 or $1 million, and then he loses that, he can never rebuild it. Why? Because inside he's not a millionaire. Inside he's just a guy who was fortunate enough to gain this money, but inside, he never did it. He never went through the whole process in his mind. So he can never rebuild this money. And statistics shows that around 90% of people who win the lottery, in the first 9 months, they lose everything.
Yeah, they believe in fortune, not in themselves.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Just don't believe.
But those people who are successful business people, when you ask them, many of them, they went through the bankruptcy. Once or twice or even more times. But they went through the bankruptcy, but then they rebuilt the company again. Why? Because inside, they were not thinking about themselves as, well, I cannot do it, I'm nothing, I can just find a government job and I will be working in a government job. No, inside, they do not even think small, they think big. And they think how to start the same level again, eventually, maybe not immediately. So everything depends on how I see myself. Do I see myself how God sees me? And God sees us very successful, very smart, very wise, happy, successful in every aspect of life. That's how God sees us. But if I can get that picture inside into my mind, maybe not in one day, maybe not in 1 month, but at least to work on that, like that takes a process, but at least to work on it every day. And if eventually I can believe it and get that picture inside, then it's just a matter of a short time, you will have it in the physical realm.
Everything just accept that it's possible. Many people just don't accept this. And of course they don't have such goals and levels. Millionaire, he was on the top. He knows it's possible. He did it. He can do it second time. But someone who never did this, of course it's harder for those people who never was on the top. But they can turn on the imagination, invest in education and believe and do whatever they can.
Exactly. So that's constant process in our mind. That's why we pray every day. That's why we read the Bible.
Yeah.
Not just to, Lord, I believe you will help me one day somehow. No. I reprogram my mind for success. For a better success, for better results, for freedom from addiction, or for victory over certain problems. And I see that inside. I develop this picture, I develop this movie inside. And I program myself that I, by God's help, I am here. In one place, Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong.
Yeah.
Let the poor say, I am rich. So, and another place, Bible says, speak on things that are not there, speak as they exist, as they are. Like to those things that do not exist, speak as they are. Because words create life and death in the power of the tongue. So if I speak about myself, I am strong, I am able, I can do it. God's grace is sufficient for me. I am more than a conqueror. I can overcome this situation. Nothing will stop me. If God is for me, who can be against me? I speak these words. I speak these words. And these words create a new image in my mind. And if I speak these words long enough, this picture in my mind builds up, builds up, builds up. And then, according to this level of faith, it comes to pass in my life. God's laws are working that way. So that's why we need to come out of this rush, everyday rush, and start working with our brain every day. Lord, what I believe? Do I believe that this is the end of my, like this is my level that I stuck for all my, to the end of my life? No. I have something greater. God prepared something greater for me. The next year will be greater. And then the next year will be something greater. I believe in progress because God is unlimited. God is huge. God is awesome. So what do I believe? And I constantly separate myself from the busyness of life. And I sit down in my secret room with the Bible. And I say, Lord, everything you speak over here, even if it sounds unbelievable, I will read and I speak into my life so many times as long as I need to grasp it. And then when I grasp it, when I got it, okay, that means I can stop praying about it, it's gonna come to pass. Like for example, one very good friend of mine, he came once to Brooklyn. I think you have his message on the CD.
From Kiev?
From Kiev. The one who started building buildings. Vadim.
Risky buildings, okay.
He became very, very rich. And he built already 4 big block buildings.
Okay.
Became very successful businessman. My age. And he said, I put all over the house pictures of rich men, Bill Gates, all the top from the magazines, all from the magazines of 500 companies of the, you know, top 500 companies, all the CEOs, all these big people, Russian millionaires, Ukrainian millionaires, all over the house, and then he put you know, different beautiful houses, beautiful cars, something like that. And then he says, I put it and I just every day was stretching my mind that, Lord, I believe that you said Jesus came to give us life and life with abundance. I don't believe in that God pleased when I live in poverty. This is not God's will. It could be temporary, yes, but it cannot go forever this way. God prepared something more for me. And now the problem is I need to see myself on the top. So he started imagining every day how he's talking to these guys, how he comes to a club where Bill Gates and Trump or somebody else and say, hey, hello Bill, hello Trump, how are you? And he started imagining himself that he's one of them. Asking them how's your business doing, and let's play golf, and stupid cartoons like that. But that helped him to see himself that I am not this level. I am born by God to be over here. And this could be not financial area, it could be any area. It could be musical industry, it could be writing, it could be poetry, it could be any success. So what, for 1 year approximately, I remember he was saying, he was envisioning that in his mind, envisioning that I am successful. By God's help, God gives me ideas, God gives me wisdom, how to make a million dollars, I am a millionaire, So he was repeating that all over again and again and again. And then his brain started working that direction.
Bring ideas.
How can I make a million? Can I make a million working a taxi driver?
No way.
Okay, how can I make a million? Working in the store somewhere, working over here, working over there? No. And then he goes on the street and he sees somebody's building a building. And then he tells his wife, that's how people make a million, or even two, or even five. That's the potential job to become a millionaire. I will start building buildings. It was like from scratch, no money, no credit in the bank, nothing. Nothing. Wife said, okay, let's do it.
There's nothing to lose.
How do you build a building if you have nothing?
That's the point.
Credit.
That's the point.
Who will give you credit?
No, that's the point. If you have it here, and you see yourself success, nothing is impossible with God. So what happened? When he got this picture, Lord, you gave me an idea. I will start building a building. He gathered three people who had the same mind. No money, nothing. Three of them, three, nothing, bankrupt. Different jobs.
Uh-huh.
So he said, okay, let's make a project. Beautiful building that we want to build. They did the, like, maquette, how do you call it?
Model.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like a model from the cardboard.
Pieces,
not wood, but cardboard, yeah.
Probably architect was involved.
Yeah, like somebody helped them, so they built a building that they wanted to build. Now, no piece of land, no money, nothing.
Yeah.
Then they go to the people who were selling a good piece of land. They come dressed up like they're cool businessmen. They say, okay, piece of land, we like it. Can you give us a discount? We will buy it for 1.5 million. And that guy said, okay. So before we sign the before we sign, you need to give us some money for like a deposit. They said, okay, we can give you a deposit, but we're definitely buying this. So please hold it for us. We will bring you a deposit like after 1 week or 2 weeks. Okay. Piece of land already reserved. Now, they borrowed just $1,000 to rent a piece of place in a big office building. They put this model inside, put an advertisement, we sell apartments. Did advertisement in the newspaper. Put the official girl in front. We are company so-and-so, they registered the company, it's not so difficult, like very cheap. So, this is, I'm telling you like a 2-3 months story. It's not one day.
They collected deposits from potential buyers.
So,
yeah.
They started inviting people to sell houses. They come, they're smart people. So where are you gonna build it? On that piece of land, beautiful territory. So they go there, they look at this piece of land, they see, oh yeah, truly this piece of land, yeah. So they said, yeah, we have this piece of land, so we will start building in, let's say, 2 weeks or whatever. And then what happened? With God, all things are possible. God started turning the hearts of people. And people started believing them that they are going to build the house. Because inside, they already built that house. Inside, he already had that building built. That's why people were believing them. You know, when somebody talking to you and he has just the fake plans, you can really feel it. It's like, but when person is inside carrying it, you can feel it immediately. That he has it. So it was really easy for them to prove to people that,
to convince people
that that's okay, everything is fine. So they sold 3 apartments.
Which was enough for deposit,
and it gave them another 2 months delay before they need to purchase the land. So they sold another 3 or 4 apartments, I don't remember exactly, they bought the land. They sold another 3-5 apartments. They rented the team. They did the whole, the foundation. Another 3-4 apartments. They built the first floor. So they sold the whole building. And they, like a difference was like half a year. They finished building it up. People moved in. Everything was perfect, clean, pure income. They built their first building. From nothing.
And they returned whatever they borrowed.
They had good income. They even had some apartments that they were giving for rent. I mean, different ideas. So the problem is not in the starting capital or I need some good connections with the bank. The problem all is here. Where do I see myself? Do I believe that this is what I need to do? Do I believe that I am successful? Do I believe I can make it? Do I see myself already at the end? When when I see the end result inside, when I touch it, feel it, smell it, like he was saying to me, I could walk in that building before it was built. I could see every floor, I could see the everything in that piece of little model, and I could see the whole building. It was in me. I know I'm building it, period. God told me. This is idea from him, that's not mine. That's God gave me an idea. And when God gives an idea, you know for sure he's gonna support you. And he's gonna turn the hearts of people towards you. So everything will be all right. Just go boldly as a bullet. And so that's how they did it. So the biggest problem is here. When we believe we cannot do it, I'm not able, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, maybe I'll try. Then we have what we believe. And many people say, oh, I cannot make it. And sure, they cannot make it, because inside they cannot make it. But if they say, I can make it by God's grace, and then they develop this image inside, and they can make it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, I was telling the testimony that this week I was working on my brain a lot, and I had such a tremendous results. So I was just sharing the testimony. So, now guess what? Starting tomorrow, I'm working on another level, on my bike. I will be seeing even more. And I believe that's how we grow, is by developing our mind, and you will see, we will get, by the grace of God, we will be getting like every month a new level. I believe it. Well, at least every 2 months that we would feel the real difference. That's how God created us. We need to grow in every aspect. We should never stuck in one place. We should never stuck in sickness or financially stuck or emotionally stuck. We should believe in the greater things. And whatever you are struggling right now, just see yourself over the struggle. See yourself behind that, I mean, above it. See yourself further. And then, by God's grace, it's gonna come to pass. Theo, see yourself married with 2 or 3 kids in a beautiful house with a good job. See yourself that way. Talk to yourself thousands of times. I have a wife, I have 2. How many kids do you want?
Maybe 2.
2, okay.
I have a wife, a boy and a girl.
Good. You can even put a picture on your wall. Like you, and then maybe without a face, like a shape of a woman, silhouette of a woman, and 2 kids. And imagine, this is my family. Not tomorrow, maybe, not the day after tomorrow, but one day I'm gonna have a family. I'm gonna have a good job. I'm gonna have a good house. I will be happy with my family. That's faith. That's what we call faith. Mm-hmm. When I develop that image inside, I believe God loves me so much that He wants me to be happy. He wants me to enjoy life. That's how God created life. He created all the stars for me to enjoy life. Billions of stars for me to enjoy life. He created such a beautiful nature for me to enjoy life. He created everything so wonderful that I would enjoy life. So why I cannot believe in the simple things that everybody wants to be happy? Why not? But when you see yourself, nothing good ever happens to me. I'm not sure if I can make it. I'm not sure who will marry me. And things like that, and you think it over and over for 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, then you have a negative picture about yourself, and that negative picture is not allowing God to bless you. God wants to bless you, but He cannot go against His laws of nature. And laws of nature are whatever you believe, you will get. If you don't believe, you will get what you believe. Like Jesus said to one person, whatever your faith expects, have it. Поверить да будет тебе. Like whatever you believe in, you will get it. So let's exercise the whole week. whatever, any difficult area, see yourself. Alex, I beg you, dress up well, with a tie, with a good jacket, make a picture of yourself, and put it somewhere in front and say, every day, develop this picture, I am very rich, I am very successful. Many companies beg for my help. You're smart, you can help many companies. No, I know what I'm talking about. But if you see yourself working only in one spot, in one table, in one chair, you will get it. But you can get much more. You can be a specialist who consults 5-10 companies. Why? Because it's inside, it's a gift. And even the Prophet was saying, the first words that Prophet was saying to Alex, I see wisdom, wisdom. In a particular area, you're gonna be like very wise and big demand for your wisdom. So, picture with a tie, and every day to put that inside, I am very successful. My knowledge is needed in all the companies. They ask for my help, they beg me to come. They pay me $200 an hour for my consultations. And then, when you speak it, then you start thinking, okay, what is the information needed to these companies? What I need to become specialist in, that they would ask for my help. And then brain would start getting ideas from God. And God would give you idea that could be a revelation. What all of them need, and for example, the simplest example, most of the companies right now turn into Windows 7. From Windows XP into Windows 7. Because Windows Vista they don't like. Now Windows 7, difficult to work with. So right now the biggest demand in many companies is for the person who could be specialist in changing their systems from Windows XP to Windows 7. And there's no specialist like this because the program came out just 2 months ago or 3 months ago.
Yeah, and I personally still have XP.
Yeah, so one person told me that this is the biggest problem in the companies right now, that their systems cannot transform easily. So if you, for example, I'm not telling this is from the Lord, it's just an idea from the top of my mind. If you spend 1 month digging this Windows 7, how to install quick in half an hour from Windows XP to put a good Windows 7, you can become specialist who needed every office of my head. You can come, advertise yourself, I'm a specialist in the new system, Windows 7. You have how many, 200 computers in the company? I can do it in 2 weeks. And it will work perfectly and I will help you to control all, everything. And I will give you a good price. You want to try my service? Give me 2 computers, put your specialist, let them see what I do. I'll show them my work. You will know I'm talking business to you. And you bold, and you see yourself as I can help this company, I can do it, I'm the best. And when you have it inside, they're gonna believe, and God will turn their hearts. And then you will help companies all over, you will have tons of jobs. Well, that's from the top of my head. But when we see ourselves here, our brain starts bringing ideas. How can I get to that level? Hallelujah.